This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. The choices you make now will affect you in the future. Certified financial advisor Byron Moore talks about the kind of present decisions that can result in prosperity in the future on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
Some people just have a habit of having good habits. I've known many men and even more women that fit that description. They just seem to have a habit of having good habits. And you know what? Good stuff follows. People like this make the most of their lives and tend to be content with the results. Financially speaking, they know how much is coming in the front door, and if it's the same or more going out the back door, there's going to be a problem. Knowing this, they're usually pretty good savers. I'm not surprised to see some of them saving 15 or 20% of their income. As a result of such habits, these folk weather storms better and take advantage of opportunities that come their way. In fact, to the onlooker, these people can look downright lucky. I say that's the wrong word to use. They're not lucky, they're thrifty. And thrift tends to attract opportunities. Decisions, good or bad, tend to compound over our lifetimes. Choices that we make become larger and more significant than we had ever imagined. Time tends to expand the results of the choices that we make so that the oak trees of our consequences are unrecognizable as the seeds of our initial choices. This can work out for your benefit, or it can haunt you. Charlie and Teresa, obviously not their real names, live on his $75,000 a year income, are debt-free, and were able to save up enough money to pay for an adoption. By any measure, they are content, even happy, with their lives. Joey and Catherine both work a lot and bring well over $200,000 of household income in. They live in a very expensive house and they drive import luxury cars. They didn't build the house of their dreams and buy those lovely cars to be unhappy, but they are. Money is tight and they feel pressure to keep up socially with their friends, and beyond a modest contribution to his 401k plan, they have almost no savings. They love each other, but they feel constant financial pressure from a lifestyle prison they built with their own choices. For Charlie and Teresa, and for Joey and Catherine, the clock is ticking, and the consequences of their decisions are not static. They're growing, compounding, actually. Odds are good that Charlie and Teresa will see the day when they can declare themselves financially independent. Charlie will be able to go to work because he wants to, not because he has to. Most of this will have been made possible because years earlier, they made a choice to spend less than they earned. For Joey and Catherine, it's hard to imagine a financially happy ending to their story. Financial pressures may eventually drive their marriage apart. As they age, professional and financial stresses may impact their health. The death of either breadwinner would have devastating consequences to the lifestyle of the survivor, and the numbers would indicate that they will both work longer and harder than they wish they had to. Most of us have people in our lives that have provided, at least in some measure, a worthy and thrifty example to follow. They're more like Charlie and Teresa and less like Joey and Catherine. And if you'll begin following their example, perhaps your story will have a happy ending too. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.